If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You lost because of two Bills, and you are, it's so poetic, Brian, speaking of writing, because you are the Buffalo Bills of fantasy football. You make it there a bunch of times in a row, and you just can't raise the trophy.
Yeah. Oh, I am. And but you know what? I'm like your hometown Chicago Cubs. There's always next year, right? Isn't that what they say? There's always next year. You're 19.
Steve Bartman situation. God knows where that guy is. God knows what kind of, you know, nose and mustache, eyeglass situation he's rocking, running around. But then eventually, Brian, it's a story of hope. Eventually it'll happen.
It's a story of hope. I like that. I think that's going to be my team name next year. It's a story of hope.
Hey, everybody. It's Kay Adams from Up and Adams, and I have never won a parlay in my life.
I'm Steven Sox. Among other things, I'm the commissioner of the official Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Off the Beat. That's right, Super Bowl edition. It's that time of year again, the most wonderful time of the year. As always, I'm your host, Brian Baumgartner. And today I'm bringing on not one, not two, well, two very special guests. First up, sportscaster extraordinaire and, well, my good friend Kay Adams is coming on the program, joining me to share her Super Bowl predictions, some advice about betting the big game, though the advice mostly comes from me. And look, she has an insider perspective few have. She has more coaches and players in her phone than just about anybody. So she has great insider information. You may know Kay from her 6 years hosting Good Morning Football, or hopefully you're catching her new show. It's fantastic. Up and Adams, where she covers the top stories in the NFL today. But Kay's not my only guest. No, I'm also bringing on Steven Salx, the esteemed commissioner of the Office Fantasy Football League. That season is over. He'll give us an update as to what transpired in this very exciting year 18 of the Office Fantasy Football League. Yes, somehow we have miraculously kept it together all these years. We have Steven to thank for that. If you haven't heard the last episode where Stephen came on, introduced the league. Well, you should definitely go and check that out. Look, this is a special day for me. I get to talk to Kay. I get to talk to Stephen about football on this podcast. What could be better? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. So without further ado, let's get into it, shall we? First up is the incredible Kay Adams.
Bubble and squeak, I love it. Bubble and squeak, I know. Bubble and squeak, I cook it every morning, left over from the night before.
Hey, Kay.
Ryan.
What's happening?
How are you? Where are you?
I'm at home. I'm in my very, very high-tech, sophisticated podcast studio. I have a soundboard behind me.
A soundboard? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Aren't you supposed to live in these Hollywood Hills? Aren't we supposed to be seeing you on one of those star tours? How can I not have run into you yet in my months here?
Well, I don't live right in the heart of things anymore. Okay, you know this. Let's move on. Let's move on. But you do actually. Where do you live? What's your address?
I'm not giving you my address, but I'll show you. Look how gross LA I am.
Oh my gosh!
It's fabulous. It's really fabulous.
She has a palatial pad. Everyone, this is what happens when you work for the NFL.
Well, this is what happens when you work for a sports book. Let's correct that.
Or FanDuel, potato, potato.
That's right.
Listen, it is our very special, highly, highly rated, and it hasn't come out yet, Super Bowl episode. I want to talk to you about the big game, but I do want to do a small touch on how the hell you got to where you are now. You went to Missouri. You Miz? Is that what we call it?
Mizzou.
Damn it. Mizzou. You Miz.
Yes.
That sounds like something entirely different.
Z-O-U. Yeah, you Miz sounds a little funny. yes, I went there. College is like the least part of any sort of path of success.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention in those, like, how to put a camera together and, like, go and shoot a package classes. I really didn't.
Oh, you didn't. No,
I worked at a sports bar, Willie's Pub and Pool, during college. And I would work these awful slow happy hours. And guys would come in and sit at the bar, and gals, and the games would be on or something would be on. And I would just talk shit about sports with people. So much so that a guy that worked for SiriusXM and was just getting a job and launching the fantasy sports channel was like, you should be on the radio. You should do this. I always sort of saw myself covering red carpets for The Office season premiere. Like, I always wanted to be Juliana Rancic in the tight dress interviewing people because it looked so fun and easy. And then sports sort of dragged me in, which is cool.
That is, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was literally about you talking shit at a bar and someone being like,
kind of.
You talk kind of good shit.
Yeah. I liked fantasy football because I had an older brother and I'm just naturally competitive. So that was easy for me. But I grew up, football wasn't in my family. Like, I have Polish immigrant parents who don't speak English. Like, they don't know. They're like, Brady still has a thing? I'm like, yeah, Brady. The things they hear about are hilarious because the things that trickle into, you know, the Giselle divorce played huge in my family.
That was the big story in your family.
Yeah, okay. not like anything about anything else. Because it was the Bears in Chicago, and I never really, like, we didn't really latch on to that. Soccer was really big. We were very Polish community-based. And my brother, you know, in order to assimilate and be cool, like, what are the kids talking about at school with our Power Ranger lunchboxes? Like, football, Matt Forte, Devin Hester, like, Rex Grossman. We have to talk about this stuff. So I followed his league, and I always liked football, but it was never anything. I was never like, man, I really want to be like Joe Buck and I want to be the first woman in a booth. Like, I never really had that. It was very casual how it happened. But I knew I wanted to be in front of a camera.
Like, you knew you wanted to be in front of a camera.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to do some sort of news reporting or something. Football found me, Brian.
Well, I'm glad that you're not Juliana Rancic. I'm just going to say that, although she's lovely and asks exactly the questions you would expect her to ask. Yes, I'm glad you found this. Obviously, exploding as the host on Good Morning Football. Six to seven years.
It was 5 years and then the Emmy winning year. So let's just call it that. That's the one that mattered, right? My last year, I won the Emmy out the door, Brian. How many of those statues you got lying around?
One.
Really?
Yeah. I got some SAG awards too, though.
Dude, so they're
heavier.
I didn't even, so we win the Emmy. Six years of work. They don't even give me an Emmy. I was like, can I pay for one? Like, how does that work? Because I know how
that works.
What
are you talking about?
I'm not kidding. As far as I know, unless they completely lied to me, the hosts don't get Emmys for the show. For whatever reason, it goes to like the producers who created the show, who deserve it. Everyone deserves them. But I don't think that Peter, Kyle, Nate, or I got the statue. I asked for it at some point. Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird?
Wow. Well, here's the thing. You can come over and hold mine.
Okay. Great.
Whenever you want.
I want the stat one's cooler.
You can pretend that it's yours.
Thanks.
All right. I got to ask you really quickly. In a little bit, we're going to be talking to the commissioner. You brought up fantasy football of the Office Fantasy Football League. 18 years we've been doing this Office Fantasy League. I got to just bring it up.
Okay.
I make the championship. I've never won. 18 years, I've never won. I think I'm top three the most. We've discussed this before. I've never won. But it all came down to, I wrote down the stats, estimated before the last game of the weekend, 112.35 for me. This was estimated.
Okay.
And the other person had 112.30. Oh, gosh. As much of a coin flip as you could imagine.
Yeah.
I had Knox and Josh Allen going, and the final game
was it week 17 or 16?
Was against the Cincinnati Bengals that stops. Now, thank goodness, everything is okay with DeMar Hamlin.
Yes,
and that goes without saying. You and I were texting at that time. The question is, how do you think that we should have resolved? They didn't play, so it didn't happen, right?
It didn't happen. So I'm so curious to hear what your league did do. I took the year off of playing fantasy football because I just did not need the extra heart attack, and I've been learning sports betting and I didn't need both. I don't know how I would resolve that. You could do per game points. You could do, I don't even know. You could do to go in. I don't even know. What did you do?
I lost. I had decided it. Basically, it was as though they were injured and they were on my roster and they didn't play. And the game was, some people went to the next week. Some people took like an aggregate score thing.
I was going to say, but you could have like averaged your points per who had, I don't know how I would even weasel that. I would probably roll it to week 18. Those were all meaningful games.
They turned out to be. They turned out to be because of the situation.
You just took an L? You just benched your – what do you do? What do you do? What do
you I didn't bench. It was Monday night, right? It's the last game.
Yeah.
There's nothing – everybody else has played.
So what? So who did you lose to?
A writer. Oh. Owen Ellickson.
Those writers.
Also, I know. They have the charm life.
You
really do.
you lost because of two Bills, and you are – it's so poetic, Brian, speaking of writing, because you are the Buffalo Bills of fantasy football. You make it there a bunch of times in a row and you can't raise the trophy.
Yeah. Oh, I am. And but you know what? I'm like your hometown Chicago Cubs. There's always next year, right? Isn't that what they say? There's always next year. You're 19.
Steve Bartman situation God knows where that guy is. God knows what kind of, you know, nose and mustache eyeglass situation he's rocking running around. And then, but then eventually, Brian, it's a story of hope. Eventually it'll happen.
It's a story of hope. I like that. I think that's going to be my team name next year. It's a story of hope. The big game, the Super Bowl. I can say Super Bowl. So many people can't say, all these people say you have to say the big game.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think that's like a sponsorship thing. I don't care about that on this show. The Super Bowl.
The most NFL thing I've ever heard.
Is set. What do you think? So, well, first off, Did San Francisco have a chance if they don't lose both their quarterbacks?
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Darius Butler, who had a great, just, it's absurd. We were talking about it today. How did you not have three quarterbacks dressed for that game?
I don't know.
How could you not? But it's a cautionary tale. And really, Brian, it's a story of hope. It's a story of hope for future teams.
It's a tale as old as time.
In these, I know, but in these title games, like, you have to dress three. I was sitting there like, are we going to get Christian McCaffrey throwing balls around the field? That would be amazing.
You saw him.
Yeah.
He was putting on the quarterback helmet.
Yeah. He was their emergency QB. It's crazy.
When Josh went down, he was putting on the quarterback helmet, and then Purdy came out. I just don't understand. I can't understand it. Why not give it to Debo or McCaffrey to just throw the ball? I mean, you're down whatever it was at the time, 31-7 or whatever. It's like you have to throw the ball. They're going to load 9, 10, 12 in the box. It's going to feel like.
And you know, if there's one coach that has like the mind to have that, it should be Shanahan. Like, he's got the hardware. He's got the plays drawn up. Like, we've seen it in playoff games, planned plays where you've got Edelman throwing to Amendola from Brady. Like, it happens. They beat the Ravens. They sink. Like, it.
Right.
You couldn't lob something up. You didn't have something in the holster, Shanahan. Shanahan gets so conservative in big moments. I think, not to be a psychologist here, as I'm not, but there's some major Shanahan scar tissue from 28-3, from the Super Bowl, from all, there's major, like, when it gets to these situations. But the
not,
I think so. I think he gets conservative. You saw it in the game previous when they won with Brock Purdy. He just didn't trust Purdy as much. And there really wasn't a reason to. Purdy's been balling. And he gets a lot less aggressive in these big moments. Yeah, I think they could have. I mean, they had the number one defense. I don't know how Nick Bosa didn't show up in that game. I don't know how the defense let them down. Like, offense kind of made sense. But I got to say, like, the Eagles just seem, they both, I would say, like, the Niners had the best team. Like, that's what I would say. Like, best team on paper, on, like, they looked beautiful. But there's something about Nick Sirianni and the vibe of this Eagle squad. And he comes in there and he says, I'm going to start with the trenches and I'm going to make the D-line and the O-line sing. And now they're just running over everybody. Yeah. Miles Sanders, you got Boston Scott. Like, they're doing that. And they did it at will against the Niners. And Jalen, like, the more I see and the more I hear about him, like, the more I ask people like Lane Johnson and Brandon Graham, and I was talking to Boston Scott about this, like, he just wants to be that guy. Like, when Carson Wentz was in the building, Jalen Hurts was the last one in the building. Like, people think the Carson Wentz stuff happened as quickly as it did and got bad because people were seeing Jalen Hurts is that guy. And so I'd be surprised if they don't give the Chiefs hell.
I agree with you. Look, you said something that on paper, it seemed like the 49ers. The 49ers, the run that they were on was very beautiful and magical, and they've got Debo and McCaffrey, and they've got those skill players. The Eagles, to me, you talked about knowing fantasy. I asked you about the fantasy thing. I know a little something about betting. The line made no sense to me. That line at 2.5 says is there are two equally matched teams. It's just that Philly is at home. And when you look at the offensive line and the defensive line, even the skill players on defense, you look at Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy. To me, the Eagles are better positionally as well. And they put it at even. That made no sense to me.
Yeah, I'm just learning sports betting. I think I would love for you to come on my show, and I'm glad we're talking about this. As I'm learning. I'm a tragedy. I'm so bad at it. It's very fun.
I see your parlays.
Oh my God,
the parlays, I don't even understand.
Could I just not do them ever? Like, what do I do? Just the
money? Well, I don't know what your deal is with FanDuel. I don't know what you were required to do.
The money line stuff is boring to me. No offense. Like, is that riveting to you? Any of that stuff? Like, calling just picks seems so yawn fest to me. So the parlays, I can get, like, that's exciting. Like, and if you hit, that's just a bigger risk, bigger reward, right? So that's why I'm interested in that. But I think I'm done with them. You know, FanDuel doesn't, I don't have a deal with them to, I've like, whenever I feel like it, if
you
I
just
want
to do it. Yeah.
But here, we discuss, you know, they'll be like, this looks interesting. What do you think? And I'm like, no, like they, you know, listen, I'm telling you, I don't know who these guys are that are like these wizards back there with their like algorithms and their abacuses and all this stuff. And like, it's insane. And what I'm trying to learn and what goes on back there. But they've been super cool about letting me dabble. You know, 150 passing yards plus for Jalen Hurts doesn't, like, they don't want to give me that. They don't want to put that in my, like, boosted parlay. But I was like, this is what I want to do.
Right.
And I'm really cool about that. But I also don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I haven't won one. I haven't won one.
It's interesting to me because you talked about starting in fantasy. See, when I see your parlays, and what she does is she'll do, like what she said, she'll do somebody, you know, getting so many touchdowns or this many yards. See, it's individual. So you're sticking in the individual kind of from those fantasy roots, whereas I don't touch those. I don't touch those. I mean, in general, because I feel like I really don't know. I mean, like, unless, I don't know, you probably have every head coach's phone number, but unless I know what the game plan is, I don't know. Is Rodgers going to score, you know, throw two touchdowns or three, you know, are they going to hand it off 50 times or not? Or like,
is McCaffrey going to score a touchdown? Like, likely he's done.
Well, yeah, but then you're paying really bad odds.
Yeah. That's my thing. That's what everybody gets on me for. They're like, what, why are you even doing this? It's like the expected value or whatever. Like, I just want to win. I just need a win. And so I don't even know what I'll do for Super Bowl. I can't even imagine. I literally
we'll
can't.
Talk. I'll give you something good.
I don't want to, like, the prop bets interest me. Like,
no, I know. Yeah. I know. Heads like, or tails.
What songs is Rihanna singing? Who is she bringing out? That's the stuff I need answers to, Brian.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
All right. Maybe we'll have a wager on that.
Oh, is that a thing? See, I've never, listen, when you work for the NFL, although that's all changing in front of our eyes, like it's just, it doesn't exist to you. Like for me, do you understand? Like,
really? Really?
Brian,
come on.
I'm so, you have no, like, I would, why would I not tell? I'm telling you, no, definitely not in that world. But even before any job with the NFL, the fact that like people I know would go and, like, you know, they would have somebody to call before games, like talk to them about like having a little fun. I'm like, what? Everybody just does this and nobody talks about it. Like, it's insane.
Well, it's insane. What makes me like, it's definitely changed since they've, you know, DraftKings or FanDuel, whoever is in business with the NFL. I know you're FanDuel. It always makes me laugh. I know Al Michaels does it a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's late in the game and we'll say something like, well, this touchdown was meaningful for some people, right? Like, it makes the over happen, or, you know, it cuts the lead from 9-3 or whatever. I don't know. That always makes me laugh.
I hear him saying it, but I also am like, oh, it's one of those. Do you have any subject, Brian, where it's explained to you ad nauseum over and over again, like you're a 5-year-old and you're still like, huh? That's sort of what this is like for me. And it shows.
Interesting. Well, I have a horrible skill set of musicians, songs, albums, that stuff. Like, I can basically answer, you know, what music are you listening to? And then beyond that, and they're like, oh, what album do you like? No clue. I can remember Thriller. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. That was an album, right? I can do that, but I can't beyond that. No, I can't do it.
Are you excited about Rihanna?
Oh, yeah. Last year was good.
Last year was great. I feel like nobody's talking about Rihanna. I'm very intrigued by that. I feel like last year, remember there was that like crazy commercial they spent like $1 billion on?
Yeah.
Like, it was the same cost as one of your cameos costs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's move on.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change.
You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Cincinnati and who won again? The Chiefs. You distracted me. The Chiefs. Were you surprised? Who did you think was going to win?
You know I love the Bengals.
I know. We both love the Bengals. I know.
Why you want to talk about this?
I was disappointed.
You're a Cincinnati guy. I fell in love with the city, as you know. You're from there.
My dad is from there.
Yes, your dad's from there. But
yes.
You went when you were younger, right?
Like, yes, when I was young. Yes, that's right.
You get the whole Midwestern vibe. I mean, they're not rolling barrels down there, but they're eating the chili. They're having a good
That's right.
And I really like the team, and I have a lot of text messages like, I don't like this energy, this we're going to go in there and like we own Mahomes thing. But I thought to myself, well, Joe Burrow, it doesn't care. Like he's not. This team does not think that they're going to go dominate, that they're prepared, they're fine, they're cool. But the Chiefs clearly just listen to all that stuff, like unbelievably so. And so I'm just annoyed that anybody who says that there's no such thing as bulletin board material and there's no such thing as like motive, it all exists. It all exists. It's all real and it wins people games. That's what I think. It's why Belichick, who is such a genius, will not let these players say anything.
Open their mouths.
Exactly. Everyone. They won't say because he doesn't want to give any little advantage. In the meantime, and I know this for a fact, he'll print out every tweet, every awful thing said about any of these players or how they can't do it, and he will slip it to them in meetings all week long leading up to a matchup. So it matters, and it played a role. I mean, Travis Kelce's AFC
just about to say
jabroni line. I'm peeing, and I'm a Bengal. I'm peeing in my pants laughing. I think it's so funny. Am I watching WWE? What's happening?
The fact that what I was just about to say is, if you need any proof that what you're saying is true, that stuff matters, it's the first thing he says after the game is over. He references the mayor of Cincinnati. It is literally the first thing he says. He doesn't even, that's all the evidence you need.
It's so funny. I don't know the name of the mayor of Cincinnati. And this is like the biggest story in sports and nobody knows. And everyone's so mad at him that nobody cares to ask. Like, do you have any? I have no idea. His name is, or it's just that Cincinnati mayor.
That's Cincinnati mayor. I know.
I mean, Travis Kelce
missed the story.
Cincinnati. That's the other funny part.
He what? Say it again.
Travis Kelce is a Cincinnati boy.
He is?
He went to Cincy. Where did he go to school?
The Kelce's? Both of them?
I'll just look. Yeah, thank you, University of Cincinnati.
I didn't say you were wrong. Yeah. To be clear, I did not indicate that you were wrong. I didn't say you were wrong. Where did Jason go?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Alabama.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Cincinnati. They both went to Cincinnati.
Wow. Breaking news here on Off the Beat. Both the Kelseys went to Cincinnati. All right. Super Bowl week. The parties. You go to all the parties?
No, I haven't done that in a long time. I was on Good Morning Football, if like last year the game was in LA and we were up, I think you remember, we were up at like 1 a.m.
I joined you guys. Well, not you.
Yeah.
But I joined someone. Oh, I did the weekend edition. You know, I needed to do it closer to the game. They needed my insight closer to the game.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if the Packers ever go back and ever again, will you go to the parties?
I find it, it's interesting to me. This is, it's entertainment. It's all entertainment, right?
Yeah.
You think of sports being different from television shows, yet on the list of the most watched television shows every year, the Super Bowl is at the top. It's entertainment. So to me, the whole thing is fun. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Are you working this year?
I am. I'm going to Arizona. I mean, I'm here, right? This is a Super Bowl episode of Off the Beat. So I'm in Arizona. I'm loving it. Haven't been to any parties. I don't love, even if you know somebody that knows, I remember hitting you up Super Bowl week in LA last year and being like, what are we doing, big guy? Let's go hit the town. And then I was in bed early.
You didn't. Yeah. You went to bed at like
did
7 o'clock.
Party last year?
No.
Yeah.
No, I was working. I work. That's all I do is work.
I know. You're the smart, you're Brian does it the right way.
I don't know about that. Who's going to win?
I don't know. Why don't you FaceTime Aaron Rodgers right now and ask him?
He's not playing. Spoiler alert. I don't know. Here's what I think. I think both of the QBs are hurt.
I know.
I don't know why I said QB. I don't ever say QB.
What worries you more, Brian? A shoulder on a quarterback or an ankle on a guy who can likes to go deep and likes to be mobile?
I feel like no one's talking about Hurts's as much, which I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I hear breaking news here from me. Philadelphia is going to rush way more guys than Cincinnati did last week.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. They could not get to Mahomes. I'm like, if you just get to him, he's on one leg, get to him and you win the game. And they couldn't do it. It was really weird. They will do that. And they do it in waves. That's how they got to Brady that in 2018. Remember? They just kept adding new guys. I mean, Brandon Graham, the same guys are on the team. They got veterans. They got young cats. Hassan Reddick is a total game changer.
He's incredible. He's incredible.
He's so scary. And he wasn't nominated for Defensive Player of the Year, which I thought was crazy. I don't know, because there's so many ways to look at this. You've got Chris Jones, who's playing out of his mind. But is he going to do anything against that Eagles offensive line? It's the best offensive line. Like, is that I'm going to go with the – I think it's – oh, man. I want the Eagles to win, but I'm scared the Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs are going to pull it out because Mahomes just looked so good last week. He looked so good. And I think Jalen Hurts is hurt, and I think it showed in the game. It showed in that game.
I agree with you, which is a crazy thing to say because what, they won by 30?
31-7, I think.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's crazy to say that we're concerned about his health with how much they dominated that game. But I'm with you. I think they're both hurt.
It's can the Eagles run? They have that offensive line. Can they run all over the Chiefs like they did against the Niners? I would have to say yes, because they did it against the Niners. But I don't know. There's also the experience factor. Like, I give the Eagles all the credit in the world because, you know, the Chiefs, they're trying to make a dynasty thing happen. They've had pretty much the same guys. They got rid of Tyreek Hill, a couple offensive linemen, all of that. But the Eagles, like, who do you have there? You have your owners the same and your GM, Howie Roseman's the same. You have a different quarterback. You have pretty much all different weapons. You've got, you know, a whole different regime out there. A new head coach calling the shots and you're back in it. That's more impressive to me. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I think it's going to be a great game, but your pick is the Chiefs.
Begrudgingly. I don't love it, but I don't know. I want Sirianni to be, I just need Sirianni to make a, like a, just be crazy and have fun and make it happen. And I want it for AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts, but the shoulder, I mean, if I'm judging it based off what I saw from Jalen last week, I got to pick the better quarterback. And that's the one that somehow on one leg did what he did.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. The Chiefs are going to win. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Okay.
Just to be contrarian.
Are you making your way to Arizona?
We'll see. You know, I'm like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. I don't know what that means. But I might be there. Hey, Kay Adams.
You're the best.
Listen, Up and Adams, your new venture. Are you having fun?
Yes. It's, you know, it's a startup. So it's every day is like a, you know, I light my hair on fire and then do it again the next day. But it's very, I like building things. I like startups and sort of doing, seeing what the world is and content, and the whole world is going towards the FanDuels of the world and the freedom that they allow. You see with a lot of sports personalities. I don't know if that network life is for me, Brian. So I'm doing my own thing for now, but it's really fun.
Well, congratulations. And you know, I would always come on and talk to you, but when I was researching this, I saw that, you know, on your poster, it says that you have current and former NFL stars that come on.
Brian, I've asked you to come on the show.
Mm-mm. No, that's what it says. That was the pitch. That was the pitch.
No, I would.
Up and Adams with former and current NFL stars.
Where does it say that? That's awful. See, I'll have to go light my hair on fire and fix that. No, we've had all sorts of people on. You'll see in Super Bowl week too. If you're at Super Bowl and I don't hear from you and I see that you're spotted somewhere, Brian, this is not going to be good.
Up and Adams will feature me at a moment very, very soon from now. Thank you so much for coming on. Have a great week.
Thank you for always being so supportive. You are a sick pup when it comes to sports, and I can't love it more.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kay, thank you for stopping by. Look, I will come on Up and Adams anytime you want. And yes, maybe I will see you at the end of the week in Arizona. And now, friends, please welcome the esteemed Fantasy Football Commissioner of the Office, Fantasy Football League, Stephen Salks. What's up, Stephen?
Brian, so good to see you.
It's good to see you. How are you?
Doing Happy well. New Year. Yeah, you too. You doing well?
I'm doing well.
How's the weather down south today?
I have no complaints. I mean, it's rainy.
Yeah,
it's rainy. It's here. Rainy and cold. Yeah. But it feels like football weather.
I know, right? So it's a real deal.
I guess it's not quite Arrowhead at night, but it is a little chilly here in California. We have to talk about Stephen, as some of you may know. We just concluded our 18th year of the Office Fantasy Football League, one of the most dramatic or not endings in the history of the league.
Another very messy ending.
another very, very messy ending. So give viewers a little bit of insight here. The Office Fantasy Football League, we began in 2005. I looked it up. Tell people a little bit about the league.
That league was started in 2005. I was not part of the league at that point. I came a year later.
Okay.
But it was all Office cast and crew.
That's right.
And when I got in, it was the next year, and we've talked about this before, but how our draft went with the yellow legal pad and just how old school it was. But we pretty much had a base of managers for the whole time. I mean, I feel like we've had a good core. At least half the guys have been around since nearly the beginning.
Yes.
So it's become not only a long historic fantasy league, so there's a lot involved, a lot of connections and friendships in there, but it's a really, for me, it's what a way to stay in touch with you and with so many from a part of my life that I just want to keep in touch with.
There's cast.
Yeah, cast-wise is you, Rain, John, Andy Buckley.
That's right.
That's it right now. Yeah.
And then you.
Thank you. Yeah. And we have a sound guy. We've got a camera assistant. We have a PA.
Writer.
We have an old director who's also a husband of a cast member.
Yes. Kirk, Jenna Fisher's husband.
We got
but
a
he
prop
directed
guy.
On the show, so he was
did.
Allowed
no,
in.
No, that's right. Yes. That was the that was the door that opened.
He couldn't join until he had actually worked on the show. I think that was the original rule.
I think that's why he actually pushed to direct an episode.
Direct to get in to the Office Fantasy Football League. Now you have said in the past that being the commissioner, and Steven's been the commissioner for a long time now, that it's like wrangling cats. This year, any better this year?
It wasn't much better. Yeah, you know,
it wasn't
still
much
had,
better.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, just listen. It's not much of an ante into this thing. We do have money on the line, but it's not much. That's wrangling is really with just getting a pool of money together. But I think it's so little that it gets past people's, you know, minds. So I still like to collect the money, but going into championship week, of the four teams that were there, three had not paid. So, <Right. laughs> I didn't even ask because I was going, well, if you win, then you're going to have money coming to you. Might as well like limit the transactions here, Venmo transactions.
All right. Look, we got to talk about the end. I posted it on my Instagram account. I made the Super Bowl. I made the finals. And I've made the finals as much or more than just about anyone. I've never won the damn thing. 18 years now. And we go into the finals. And I looked it up. I wrote it down. I posted it on Instagram the day of the game, unfortunately. I was projected to get 112.35 points. My competitor was done at 112.30 points. I had Josh Allen and the tight end Knox, who, by the way, caught a touchdown in the last four games that he played. This week of the finals was the Cincinnati Buffalo game, which was eventually canceled. Now, it brings up, Stephen and I talked. I talked with Rainn Wilson, various other members about what we do. And ultimately, there was nothing to be done. The game wasn't played. The points couldn't be scored. And all the various sites were saying it's just like if one of the players got hurt and wasn't able to go. But nonetheless, it's a loss for me. Your feelings about how we resolved.
Yeah, let's start by saying thank God DeMar Hamlin is okay, right?
Thank God. Because, mm-hmm. Of course, I was watching the game, and I have never seen anything like it, ever. Never seen anything like it, and never been more sort of scared, nervous watching a football game in my life.
It made me look on Amazon and see how much a defibrillator would be to have at home. $3,000, by the way, so I will not be doing that. But I was like, wow, what if it's like $500, I should just have one, right? I mean, but thank God he's fine. Or he has survived, you know, and he looks fine. But when it comes down to just pure fantasy numbers, a real bummer. I mean, like we said, it's messy, but it would have been okay to me to... I would have felt 100% about the decision I made, along with taking into account what you had said. Rainn had input too, because he was in the game for third place. And we all agreed on what to do, but I would have felt better if I hadn't added the points up for Allen and Knox in week 18 and then added that to your score. Because that was the only other option, was do we just go to week 18 and see what Allen and Knox have and add that to your score like manually? And you would have won by like a point and a half.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, really? I thought I'd wait till now to tell you.
Did other leagues do that?
I had, because I looked under, I looked at a lot of articles. I also talked to some friends and stuff. I had one friend that did do that. I thought it was odd.
Okay.
To be honest, I thought it was odd. To me, when DeMar went down and they decided to cancel a game, which is so rare, it has to be, it has to be like your player is injured. He just isn't playing.
Right.
The DeMar injury became an injury for the entire field of players to me.
Right.
But yes, you would have, the way I figured it, you would have won 113.9 to 112.3.
Oh my and God, I did not know I that. Know. Well, listen, I.
And to be clear, you had mentioned that you have never won, but you've been in the finals. You've been in the finals three times.
Yeah.
So you have three second places in this.
And three second place losses.
You've been third four times. So You're in there. You've got as many trophies as anybody. So that made me feel bad. I still
not
say
the
it
one
was
that
the
counts.
Right decision.
I talked to somebody about this, and let's be very, very clear. As Stephen mentioned before, there is a buy-in, a friendly wager, if you will, but it is not a significant amount of money. I think that I have heard of some other leagues chopping the money in this situation. It wasn't about the money. It was about winning, because I haven't won and it didn't happen and nothing was going to make that happen. Unfortunately, I looked back. I went into the archives. My team name was the Kevins
in
2005.
Mm-hmm.
I then in 2006 became Kevin's Accountants. And then I have stuck with the Bombers ever since.
But you're actually BB Bombers. What's the BB? Brian Baumgartner Bombers? Is that what? Because BB Bombers. Yeah.
BB Bombers. Well, I think that's name and team name. I don't know. Something like that. What are weird names? We always have one of our guys, Chris Workman, talk about Gore.
It's Gore, right. Yeah, he's still Gorin right now, and I think he used to be something like Gorgeous Gore or something, you know, like that. He loves Gore. He's a big Niners fan. Two big Niners fans on the in the league. Our other Niners fan is Mike Bertolina, the prop guy.
Yeah,
he was a prop guy on the office. He's no longer a property person, but his name is this year's name is the Crystal Shits, and that's been true for maybe like five or six years. Yeah, I remember Rain used to have like a funny, some funny names, but he's been Satan's Ballerinas for a long time.
He is certainly into it. I will tell, Rain offers the worst trades. And I will, first off, let me say this. Most points scored in the league this year, me. That's a fact. That's not a brag. That's not a humble brag. That's just a fact. Most points scored in the league. And I made a mistake on draft day, though it turned out to be a beautiful mistake. I drafted Waddle and Tyreek Hill, both as our two wide receivers, both from the Dolphins. I didn't really mean to do that. I think I was just looking at best available in the moment. Rain was on me immediately trying to get and offering me just garbage heap material to try to get one. He's like, you can't have two guys from one team. Now, of course, they ended up both being way up there in fantasy as wide receivers. But yeah, he's the worst. Let's
and you've had him on the podcast worst. To talk about that too, about what how he feels about his offers. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty straightforward that the way he negotiates is just completely lowballs it at first. Didn't he say something like going to a bazaar or something like that, going to like a flea market or something? He just says something like that.
That's what he tries to do, but then he bullies. That's his problem. He's a bullier. It's so fun. It's so fun to do this every year because we do get back in touch and, you know, whether we are directly trash talking or not on a week to week basis, it's so fun because it's by and large, it is a very active and competitive league that people pay very close attention to. And so that's fun to know that we're still going at each other.
Well, and we've had a couple of times where we've I don't want to say gotten rid of someone, but they've left. We've had a couple of managers leave because we've pressured them so much about not paying enough attention. Yeah, I mean, no names, right? But I mean, you got to be active.
Yeah,
You can't have players on your roster that are on bye weeks. That doesn't, that can't happen. Right? Yeah. I mean, I just think that's legitimate for any. No one should put up with that. No league.
No league. Especially this league. Most important league.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's ZYN.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
As you mentioned before, you're a big Saints fan. Any specific memories for the Super Bowl from you, the Saints finally winning after so much time in the garbage heap?
Oh, so many times. I mean, you grew up a Falcons fan, no?
Yeah.
You grew up a Falcons fan. I mean, we know how rough it was for a long time, you know? So I remember just seeing at halftime, the Saints were behind, but they had scored a touchdown. I think it was like 10-7 or something at halftime of that Colts Saints game, and just been like, at least we're in it, like we're doing it. Right. And to me, that the memory of that game was just about Sean Payton and his, he just had huge balls that day. I mean, he's just really, I mean, with the onside kick, halftime onside kick, that changed everything. And I'll always remember that as a Saints fan. I think all Saints fans can just go to their grave knowing, well, at least we won one. And that's, you know, that's a good point in when we talk about bad calls and stuff. That Saints team is known to be a dirty team. And it goes down as like, you know, you've got, what was it, where they paid player, what they called it? Bounty gate, right? And they were like, there's some rumors they were paying players to knock out different players that are hurt players or something. And there were some really like pretty borderline shots on Brett Favre in that NFC championship game.
Right.
I think people tend to forget about that. You know, I mean, I think it can come back, but there's nothing that you just kind of say it and then you're just kind of maybe the sore loser. So I feel like no matter what happens in this Super Bowl coming up, everyone's going to forget about these championship games and the, you know, the bad refs, the calls, whatever. People remember the strangest things. Think of like against the Saints, I think of the Seahawks, and Rain still says it too. He's a big Seahawks fan. Marshawn Lynch's run against us in the first round of the playoffs the year after the Saints won, the Marshawn Lynch run that like he knocked over the entire Saints team and carried them into the end zone. That's like one of the biggest plays for a Seattle Seahawks fan. It's like one of their biggest plays ever they'll talk about. And they lost the next week. And they were done. Right. I mean, think about Minnesota Vikings. They had the miracle in Minnesota against the Saints too. No time, basically no time left to score a touchdown, like a Hail Mary type of thing, and score a touchdown to win.
Right.
They still talk about that's like the Minneapolis miracle. It's like, and they lost the next week. You know, it's not like it propelled them to the Super Bowl. They lost.
Right.
But that's what they'll remember. It's just odd what people remember, but I don't think we'll be talking about the bad calls from yesterday. I don't think we'll be talking about it too long. I think we're going to say, hey, we're going to be talking about, hey, Mahomes gets 2 weeks to rest up and he's going to be healthy. And then, you know, those fans will get the payoff of winning a Super Bowl. They can never take it away from you, right? It's really great. I mean, as a fan, it has nothing to do with the game. Nothing to do. No influence at all. As much as we think that wearing a jersey or yelling at the TV is going to do something, it means something. And that's what's so great about sports. And so, I remember holding my daughter, and my son was 2 weeks from being born when the Saints won the Super Bowl, and
wow.
I remember forever. It was fantastic.
You know, one of the things that fascinates me that I've been thinking about the last couple of days is sports and entertainment, or specifically the Super Bowl and entertainment, and what is on every list every year. The most watched television show every year is the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So it's like we think of those things as being so separate. Sports, there's sports, and then there's scripted television or there's reality television or whatever. But in terms of entertainment, which is ultimately what's on TV, the Super Bowl is always listed, and because it is, more people are watching the Super Bowl than anything else. How do you view it? Do you view it as entertainment, or is it sports? Is it something different?
I think the Super Bowl, for the most part, except for that Saints game, is entertainment to me, because you kind of go in with what the halftime entertainment is going to be, even the national anthem, what that's going to be.
Right.
There's 2 weeks up to it of this whole thing you're following, you know, who, and you're watching press conferences. So to me, it's entertainment. I mean, obviously it is for so many people to watch that I have to think a fair percentage of those people are not diehard NFL fans. You know, they're just watching this. It's like how we will watch the World Cup, right? We're not watching soccer all year, probably. I mean, I'm not, but there are right. people around the world that are. But I'm saying we as a collective United States, we're not really that involved. Or the Olympics, we're not watching gymnasts and volleyball players and the luge. We're not watching that all year round. But man, I'm really into the luge right. when it comes to the Winter Olympics, because it means something like on a different scale, right? So, and that becomes entertaining. That's entertainment. I mean, you look at 30 for 30 and all these sports related shows that are so captivating. And I mean, I can get my wife to sit down and watch a 30 for 30 and she's crying at the end. I mean, right. it brings what makes sports so great. It brings the feeling and the heart. And I see that every year in the Super Bowl. Unless I've got a bet on it, I'm not really more than just entertainment, really.
Well, that was going to lead me to my next question. Are you a gambling guy?
Not like I used to
be. For entertainment purposes?
For entertainment purposes. Completely responsible. In a responsible way.
Betting.
Yeah.
I don't think those two things go together, but have you looked at the line?
Is it pretty even now, or what is it?
It is, as we speak today, it is even.
I don't think that's ever happened before in a Super Bowl.
I can't remember it either. And I saw something interesting. ESPN, I'm not doing an ad for ESPN, but ESPN has their FPI, which they call the Football Power Index. I'm not going to debate whether or not it's good or right or whatever. But I saw today the FPI has the Eagles favored at 50.1%. Over the Chiefs, which I guess would put them at 49.9. That's how my math works.
So tight.
I can't believe that it's that. It's very interesting. You've got two quarterbacks that are both hurting a little bit, clearly. I think Hurts does have a shoulder issue. Obviously, Mahomes has his leg issue. That, to me, says the game's going to be won in the trenches, which clearly, for me, favors the Eagles. Do you have a lean? Who's going to win the game?
It is really tight. I mean, this could go down as one of the closest like betting odds for a Super Bowl ever. I mean, it could go to just a pick 'em, right? So you can go back and forth on this, but Mahomes really showed me something yesterday. I mean, he was not healthy. First of all, when he had the high ankle sprain, that's like a week. You're out weeks on a high, for that. You know, I don't know how he did it, but he looked good. You can tell he was hurt though. And his line, man, nobody even touched him. Nobody. He was so protected. They do right. such a great job. But those Eagles, that defense is just ready to make a play. That defense is ready to change it. And I really feel like a defense wins you the championship.
Okay.
Although this could be a really high scoring game. So let's go back and forth.
Mahomes, 5 years hosting 5 AFC championship games at home. Mm. Never happened before. Is this a dynasty that we're witnessing?
I mean, he definitely, he's still young. What is he, 27? 28?
Okay.
I think of him and you think of the GOAT, right? You think of Brady and you think of like where he was at this point in his career.
Right.
Brady, you know, I think Brady won his first 3 Super Bowls at least. So, you know, if Patrick wins this one, he'd be 2 out of 3. But Brady didn't have wasn't MVP like Mahomes has been. I think he's MVP twice. Mahomes has got a chance to like, he wins. If Kansas City wins this game, it changes a lot. This is really will form his career in a really amazing way. Like he's fantastic. But when you look at like a dynasty, if Kansas City wins, man, it can happen. It's alive.
Kevin Malone, a big fan of the Eagles, he would be very happy. And you know, here's the crazy thing: with an entirely new roster, an entirely new set of coaches, Philly has a chance to win two pretty close together themselves. It's very impressive to see how they have changed and adjusted this year. They're playing great football. It's really fun to watch. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, they're a totally different organization and team, really. I mean, there's nothing that reminds me of that championship team from 5 years ago, really. The uniforms.
No, the uniforms.
But how fun. I have a feeling that this is a very likable team. I have a feeling that the city of Philadelphia is really behind this team, like really enjoys this team. Maybe because they're young, but it feels like a team that has gotten the city swept up with them, if that makes sense.
It does. It's crazy because, you know, we're fans of teams and had a little bit of down years, our teams this year. And, you know, then you've got other teams that you kind of like or players that you root for. And then it comes down to it and you think, okay, I don't even care anymore. I don't even care. And then these 2 weeks happen and you hear the storylines and you follow the players and their stories, and you've got Andy Reid and you've got the whole deal, and I'm in. I'm hooked. I can't help it.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's like what people who watch The Bachelor, if you want to call it reality TV. To me, sports, that's how I would define it. To me, sports is the best of reality TV. As long as
we as a species are all in to follow stories like this. I mean, humans do this. I never thought I would get so involved. I mean, someone put on a show on TV like last year. I remember watching. I was like, I'll watch it with you guys, I guess. And then I'm like binge watching Is This Cake? You know, like a fork or something ridiculous show that I'm like, oh, or yeah, The Bachelor or something. I'm like, what? This has no meaning in my life, but it does right now. You know, so yeah, these 2 weeks of hype, man, you can get sucked in and it's going to be fun. By the way, This Is Cake was pretty bad.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way. I want to ask you again about your podcast that you host with Lori, who also worked on The Office, lest we forget. If We Knew Then, a Down Syndrome advocacy podcast. You've had some amazing guests on. How's it going? And do you feel like you're making headway in diverse casting and inclusion in Hollywood, as they call it?
I feel like there's change being made. I mean, there's constant change being made. You know, when we started the podcast, my son Liam, who is turning 13 next month,
unbelievable,
was born with Down syndrome. I know, that's crazy. He was born and we were still, you know, working on the show. But he was born with Down syndrome, and I mean, it blew us away when we got that diagnosis. It really did. I felt like our whole world was crumbling. But that's natural because we only know all this negative stuff from what Down syndrome is. If it's not only perception of what your child's going to be, but also maybe some health concerns and stuff like that. But as I've gone through this journey, we've seen a lot of great change. Inclusion is a hot word right now. Diversity is a hot word. And I think the Down syndrome community is willing to ride those coattails, you know, and try to be included in that. I didn't go to school with anybody with Down syndrome. I doubt you did either. They were usually put in another classroom, probably on the other side of campus. You didn't have recess and lunch with these students. And so you didn't know them, and you maybe made fun of them, and they were an easy scapegoat. But having anyone in our classroom, including someone with Down syndrome, and including them, changes lives. It's not just that having diversity in the classroom is something we should do just to do it. We should do it because it's good for us. I mean, I didn't go to school with anyone but people that look like me, you know, white Catholics. I went to a private school in elementary school. And it wasn't until I was in high school that I went to school with anybody that was a different race than me. And I mean, I missed out.
Right.
So I do hear the call for, oh, it's good for Liam to be in the classroom in seventh grade and, you know, so he can model off of his peers. And I go, yeah, there's plenty of reason not to model off of the typical seventh grade. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, Liam brings stuff to the classroom too. He's an asset in the classroom as well. And I think that's what we're finding. I think that's what people are starting to understand. But yeah, we've had some great guests on the show. And the last time I was on was in 2021, like end of 2021, I think. And after that, Liam did a movie with Lena Dunham. What happened was we participate in the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge every year, which is a weekend to make a film about diversity, have someone in it,
right,
or behind the scenes that has a disability. And Lena Dunham, I guess, came across Liam in one of these films and auditioned him, and he was in a movie called Sharpstick with her. She plays his mom and John Bernthal plays his dad. It was fantastic. And she was able to come onto the show and we talked about diversity in all different ways, not just disability. And then we also had, Paul Tesori and his wife, Michelle. He's a PGA Tour caddy for Webb Simpson, and his son, Isaiah, has Down syndrome. And we talked to them. They've got a great foundation, the Tesori Family Foundation. We also had Ted Green, who's a documentarian. He visited us to talk about his most recent film, The Best We've Got. It's the Carl Erskine story. Carl Erskine was a Dodgers pitcher, a long time Brooklyn Dodger pitcher, and then later LA Dodger pitcher. He was a teammate, close friend of Jackie Robinson, and then later on a father of a person with Down syndrome. And we just kind of talk about how he played kind of pioneering roles in both those human rights movements, you know, which closely mirror each other, we come to find out.
That's awesome.
But it's been really fantastic. I think there's, you know, we always want change to happen really fast. And that's just not how it happens, you know? So,
right.
But we're moving in the right direction.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. It's always fun to talk to you. It was a heartbreaking, but very strange. I mean, that was the thing. And when you and I talked, you know, me not winning once again, but as you said, with what was happening with DeMar Hamlin, it was like, well, we can't really complain about this. This is a dumb little game. Right. This is a dumb little game. And I always know that fantasy is a dumb little game, even compared to the actual games that are happening and people's livelihood and so forth. But in this situation, yeah, there was just sort of, there was no complaining to be had. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
I had a pretty interesting text with you, and your text to me really stood out as something that transcended the situation. You had said that, to be flat out, you thought Monday night was going to be a shootout, and you felt very confident going into the game that you were going to win.
Yeah.
And I get it. But I remember you saying, but you can't make a determination based on what ifs.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. And
it is what it is.
I thought that says a lot about you, Brian. And that's a great way to, great attitude, obviously, not just for fantasy football, but just for life.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. It was great.
Stephen, you're the best. Thank you for stopping by. And yes, this year, year 19, this is the year that I finally win the league. I know it. Listeners, thank you as always for tuning in. Have a great time watching the game, the big game, the Super Bowl on Sunday. And then come back next week for another guest, our Valentine's Day episode. So come and hang with me and someone who really, really knows the weather. Until then, have a great week. Off the Beat is hosted and executive produced by me, Brian Baumgartner, alongside our executive producer, Ling Lee. Our senior producer is Diego Tapia. Our producers are Liz Hayes, Hannah Harris, and Emily Carr. Our talent producer is Ryan Papa Zachary, and our intern is Sammy Katz. Our theme song, Bubble and Squeak, performed by the one and only Creed Bratton.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.